Hey there, sexy. So tonight we tried something new, something a lot of fun. A month ago, I'd actually handcuffed you to the bed with your arms above your head for the first time. And ever since then, you've told me that I would have my turn, and I have thought about that and fantasized about that, and I have been waiting for you to do it, and tonight you did. So tonight, after I got done putting the kids to bed, I walked into the bedroom to see the restraints lying on the bed, and I went back to the bedroom door and locked it, and then I went ahead and stayed closed, but then I got in bed and I lay there thinking about what tonight would bring as I listened to you in the shower, getting ready for me, shaving your beard, cleaning your face off, so I knew that you wanted to ensure that you wouldn't scratch me with your face when you went down on me. And of course, as I'm laying there, I'm thinking about it and I'm getting turned on and I'm incredibly aroused by what events might transpire tonight. And then I hear the water shut off and see your arm come out of the shower as you grab for a towel and towel off. And as you step out of the shower, I see through the curtain that you're hard. So you too were thinking about what you were going to do with me while you were in the shower. You walk into the bedroom and you check the door to make sure I've locked it. And then you come to the bed, throw down the towel, and then you climb in bed, climb on top of me, straddle my chest, and present my mouth your cock. And I eagerly suck on your cock for you. This nice, beautiful, hard, clean cock just for me. And you put it in my mouth for a little while. I get just enough to coat it a little bit with my saliva when you take it away and tell me that I'm a little bit too overdressed. So I get up and take off all of my clothes, and then you tell me to lie down, and I just simply ask, stomach or back, and you have me lie on my back. So after I get comfortable, you cuff my left foot, and you tie it down nice and tight. And then you grab my right foot, and as you spread me open, you remark how you can smell how aroused I am tonight. To which, of course, I reply that I am very excited. Next is my right arm. And then after you do my right arm, I remember holding my left arm to my chest. It's the last freedom I'll have for a little while. And then you take my left hand and you cuff that one up too. And now I'm all yours for the taking. Spread eagle out on our beautiful king-size bed, waiting for you to decide what you're going to do to me. You climb on the bed, and you take your cock and you just slide it to the lips of my pussy, barely getting it wet when you just slide right in. I am so wet just thinking about tonight. And so you fuck me for a little while and you kiss me for a little while. And then when you've had enough, then you climb on my chest again, and you straddle me. And this time you want me to clean the cream that is now on your cock, that I have now made dirty. So you put your cock in my mouth again, and I clean you all up. And you put your fingers in my hair, and pull my head into you, and use me to clean you. Once you're done, you climb off to the side of the bed and you open our drawer with toys. I don't know everything you pulled out, but the first thing you pull out is some nipple clamps. And you take them out and quickly put one on each one of my breasts on the nipple. And then I see you pull out one of our plugs. And from that point on, I kind of close my eyes. I almost don't want to see what else you pull out of the drawer. The first item you decide to use is one of those plugs. I hear the lube pop open as you coat it. And then you move over to me and spread my legs a little bit more. And work its way inside me as you push it in. And it feels so good. And then you use your tongue on my clit and start teasing me. And you do this for a little while, and then you're sure to tell me that I'm not going to be coming for a while. And then you proceed to use me some more, pressing the plug into me, using your tongue. As you hear me get close, and I'm already close because everything just feels so good and my clit is so hard. And then as you hear me get close, you stop. God damn you, you stop. You tease. Oh, it's so hot. So then you get up and you leave that plug in me for a little while. And then you grab a dildo. And then I feel the plug and I feel the dildo inside me at the same time. And then you pull that out. And then you play with the plug a little bit more and use your tongue a little bit more. And then you get up and you walk away. And you wander around the room, making your remark, how did neither one of us bring our phones up here? Then I remark that mine is at the side of the bed. So you grab my phone, and you proceed to take a couple of pictures of me. I have my eyes closed, so I don't quite know what you're taking photos of, but have an idea. And then you even take close-up pictures of my clit, which I did not know until later. But you said you wanted to take a picture of my swollen clit with the plug in my ass. Once you were done with the pictures, you got back to playing with me some more. This time you have the plug in, and then you grab the rabbit vibrator, and you push that inside me, and you turn it on. And then the rhythm of you moving these two toys in me are driving me insane. And then using your tongue at the same time and all of these sensations going on inside my body. And again, you're listening to me, listening to my breathing, and decide that I am getting too close and pull away. And then apparently you decide to have a little bit of mercy on me because you tell me I now have 60 seconds to come. And you play with that plug some more and the toy just some more and the vibrator is going, your tongue is going, and now the pressure of trying to release in that 60 seconds does not happen. And you tell me it's too late, and you pull away. Fuck. And I'm lying there, and I am so frustrated. And then you pull out the plug, and you pull the vibrator away. Then you grab another plug that's a little bit bigger and you coat that one as well, and with a very quick twist have that slid in, and now I feel even fuller. And now you're just using this new plug in your tongue on my clit and playing and playing. And play some more. And then you make a remark about how I'm playing hard to get. Well, I told him, you haven't given me permission. I wanted him to tell me to come again. So I pulled out the plug, and then he lubed up his fingers, and he stuck his finger up my ass, and his tongue on my clit, and then told me, I want you to come. And so between his finger in my ass and his tongue and his fingers in my pussy, it was not very long before I came. And I came so fucking hard. I lifted my ass in the air and my back was pressed to the bed. And I stopped breathing. And then finally the gasp of air as I tried to just catch up. When I could finally breathe, when the power of that wave, when it finished rocketing through me, I actually felt tears. Now, no tear fell, but my eyes were wet. And after I came, he uncuffed my legs, and then he fucked me. And then he uncuffed my hands and gave them back to me. And then he rode me. But when he fucked me, he didn't fuck my pussy. He fucked my ass. And you had my legs over your shoulders, and you had my legs over my shoulders, where you're pressing them into my body as you pressed your cock inside me. I loved this night. I loved you taking me. I loved you letting me explore another side of me, and I very much look forward to this exploration. I look forward to maybe blindfolds, and I really look forward to your comment that how exciting this would be if we had another man or another woman here with us, and instead of toys, we just had an extra cock or an extra tongue or extra fingers. I cannot wait.